From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A mixed flock of domesticated birds on a Beaufort County farm tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza that's affecting 45 states across the country. MorningAgClips.com reports dead birds were submitted to the Clemson Veterinary Diagnostic Center and a positive identification was confirmed on November 3rd. This is the first confirmed positive case in a flock of domesticated birds in South Carolina since April 2020. A new CoBank analysis suggests consumers will see smaller, higher-priced turkeys this Thanksgiving season. After grappling with staff shortages, plant closures, and supply issues, the turkey industry has now been hit with the worst highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak in U.S. history. Bird flu has led to fewer birds, but it also is impacting turkey size, with an average slaughter weight below the three-year average. The good news? Turkeys should be available. And Russia resumed participating in the Black Sea Grain Export Agreement 4 days after suspending it due to an alleged Ukraine attack on Russian ships in the Black Sea. Reuters says that brought immediate relief from pressure on food prices and eased worries over a renewed global food shortage. Russian officials want more accomplished to make sure the country can export its enormous food and fertilizer output despite Western sanctions. The export deal expires November 19th.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.